sure about whether the
pain. That's what I'm saying to you. So that alone should be a deterrent from.
Torreway, Northwest London, Sunday, the 10th of January, Chof Vov Teves, Rabbi Binyamin Shodi Shlita, topical theme.
Cold Sunday morning, whether you join us in person, you join us remotely. Ruchim Agoyim. We always like to start the week on a high. 7 days can seem long sometimes. This week is special in a certain way in the Messiah and Klal Yisrael. Rav Avraham tells us in Siman Tofresh Pehe, Yesh Noyagin, B'shono Mubaris, in a leap year, which is not this year, L'kvaya Tanis B'chol Yoyim Hei M'parsha Shoibivim Tat, to be Kvaya Tanis every Thursday of the Parsha of Shoibivim Tat, Shema Yisvei Raboi B'sha'ach Yisvei Shvata Trumat Tzavah, V'yesh Oymerim, Gam Parshas V'Yakob Kudim. Oymerim Shoyme Yisrael V'Chudim. Mog Avraham brings down a minag, V'Kaveh Atanis every Thursday, in a Shonim Mubaris, or Parshas Shoyvim Tat. So Mog Avraham is already Ma'ira, the beginning of the minag, in Klal Yisrael, to do Shoyvim. Now, as Mogen Avraham tells us, Metchila, it's Shoivin Tat. The Maisa, through the Messiah of Klal Yisrael, it became also Shoivin by itself, without the Truma to tell a bit at the end, which means this year. Some shuls, they say Slichas, on Yomim, Sheomrim, Shekorim, Boenas HaTorah, Monday and Thursday. It's become a Messiah of Klal Yisrael to learn in Yoni Kedusha, which we will Be'ez Hashem expound on a little bit, different ways that we can be mechazik in Shoivim. I'd like to share with you a Prima Godim to start with. The Prima Godim, often not over here in Siman Tofresh Pehe, tells us the following. He says, to go and understand the reason of Shoivim, you have to learn the Shla and the Levush. But he says that Lemaisa, if we study Parsha Shmos, if we study the parashas of Golas Mitzrayim and Golas Mitzrayim, we will notice something. And he says that there's a remez in the very first few words of Sefer Shmos, which we learned yesterday. And he says the Baal HaTorim tells us that the word Shmois B'nei Yisrael Haboim Mitzrayimah. Shmois is a shin, starts with a shin. B'nei Yisrael is Beis and a Yud. Two words, B'nei Yisrael, Beis Yud. Haboim is a hey. Says the Baal HaTorim, Kedarkoi, these are the Rashi Tevis of the word Shavia. Shavia means a captive. Captive is someone who isn't in his own Rishus. On a practical level, you might have a body, you might have koichas to use and to develop and to grow, but he's been restricted because somebody has decided to go and captivate him, to go and take control of him. Says the Prima Godim, what the Baal HaTorim has been megale to us is our whole understanding of what the Avodah of Shoivim is all about. And he explains like this. He says, B'nei Yisrael, what does it say in the Torah? It says, Eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael Haboi Mitzrayim Eis Yaakov, Ish U'Beisoi Bo. Together with Yaakov, Ish Ubeisai Bo. And he explains that the word Yisrael is a Madrega Chashuva. The Nefesh is referred to as the name Yisrael. Yaakov only got the name Yisrael when he became an elevated person through all the Nisyonos, through Muhammad with the Malach of Esav. He had to do something to become a Yisrael. Because the name Yisrael is a name to refer to the Nefesh, to refer to the Neshama of the person, to refer to the elevated status of the person. Mashiach in the word Yaakov, says the Pribogadim, Madriga Shefola Haguf. Yaakov is the name. Yaakov means the heel. That's why he was called Yaakov in the first place. It refers to the guf, to the low, mundane, simple status of a person. Ki aguf malbush ubayis lenefesh tiferes la odam leshevis. He says an incredible thing. He says that the nefesh is Yisrael. That's the primus of a person. The guf is the bias of the person. Because the guf contains the neshama. The bias contains the people. So too, the guf, which is the bias, that contains the neshama. It's the house for the neshama. It kind of is the vehicle to allow the neshama to do its avodah in this world. We weren't brought into this world purely with the neshama. We were brought with a guf. And the guf is housing the neshama. Says the Prima Godim, what the Torah is coming to tell us over here is a remez. Eile Shemois B'nei Yisrael Aboy Mitzrayim. We're B'nei Yisrael. We're not B'nei Yaakov, we're B'nei Yisrael. We're people who have the opportunity to elevate ourselves every day in all sorts of ways. We have the opportunity to use our nefesh to the full. But we have to know there was Eis Yaakov Ish Ubeisa Yibo. We have to understand that when Klal Yisrael came down to Mitzrayim, they came down to Mitzrayim, the Ish and the Bias, both the Neshama and the Guf. We all came down to Mitzrayim. Both the Nefesh and the Guf went down to Mitzrayim. And the Avodah of Golas Mitzrayim was to create this Matzav. Paroi was a man who he realized what our Koichos were. So a different way to love on, but he really appreciated what a Yid is. And he broke us with Avodah Kasha, Chayme, Levenim, Es Avodah Kasha, all terrible Avodahs, Parah. He wanted to break a Yid. And Parah understood that what a Yid is a bias containing a Nefesh. And he said to himself, this is what I want to break, because this is what he understood. And Golas Mitzrayim was this matzav of both the bias and the nefesh going into Golos. We weren't people in ourselves. We weren't able to allow to use our guf to allow our neshamas to grow and develop. And the ma'isa, Baruch Hashem, we were zeicher to gula, because the tachlis of the Korah Bazal was not for the sake of the actual Golos. The sake was to bring us today gula, to bring out the Tavdunes lekem ala hara zen, to bring us the v'shachanti b'saicham. The tachlis of that golus was to bring ourselves even closer to the Ribono Shel Olam through the bias and through the nefesh, that our guf is a vehicle to our nefesh. But you see from this Prima Godim that what shovim is, he says this is a remez for shovim. Shovim is a shvia. Every year there's a golus, and this year it's so obvious that we're living through a times where there's no other word, better word to describe it besides a goddess. We're restricted, we don't have any idea what's going to happen. The government don't know, nobody knows. Only the Ribono Shel Olam knows. And we have to realize that we're begeder shvia. We're captives, we have no say. We can try, we've got chiyuvim, we've got to be careful. At the end of the day, when it comes to the ashkofa of we have to realize that Hakol Biyat Hashem, the same Akash Baruch Hu brought it, Akash Baruch Hu take it away. And if we can, Be'ezra Hashem, use these weeks of Shavuot, use our bias, use our ish, use our guf and neshama, to be able to elevate ourselves to Binyanei Kedusha, and we're going to expound them into Hashem, different ways that we can do this. We can use our guf and our neshama to become better people. And with these, with the togetherness of our bias and our neshama, we can, Be'ezos Hashem b'zoicha, to the end of this galus, and Be'ezos Hashem, the end of the ultimate galus. And we'll be zoicha to see the Yad Hashem, we'll be able to see out the shvia becoming a complete oy shvia, totally protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Be'er Hetev, often art. Says the following. Kosav HaArizal, the Pirush HaTorah, Shayomim Elu, these days of Shavuim, Mesugolim Lesakein Ivoin Keri, Yoseh Mekol HaShona, Lemisanim Bohem. Lechein Maschil Meparash Shmois, She'oz Hischil HaShibut, She'niskan HaKeri, the Odom HaRishayim, the Nigma Beparash Kisikne Vedivri. He tells us B'Shem HaArizal, that the one of the aspects of a Yoni Kedusha that a person can strive on is Binyone, the Issa of Keri, the Issa of Oitar Zela Vatola. The Maisa, if you look in the Igle Tal, in his Hagdoma to his Sefer and Hilchos Shabbos, he brings B'Shem his Rebbe, that we find in the Zayar Kodesh that the Chait of Bimoitzi Shecha Zera Levatola. Ain't a mile tshuva. Tshuva itself does not help on this particular avera. Why is this? And he says something fascinating. He says, "Mishum de tshuva hu meleiv, k'dechsev ulevava yovin v'shav v'goyma." As Makairus look through the entire Sifrei Musa on tshuva, you'll see k'seida that tshuva is in the leiv. It's in the heart. It's in the feelings of a person. He has all these feelings of charata and kala, kabbalah, abba. Says the Zoya, not sure where this Zoya is, but it's brought b'shem the Zoya. Upagam shebezera hu b'moyach, says the Zoya Kaddish. The pagam, when somebody chas v'sholem is moiti zera levatala, hu b'moyach. There's a shvachkai in his moyach during that procedure. Unbelievable thing. He says the kilkul that a person has achieved is beyond what tshuva can achieve. Tshuva is belayv. This particular avera is b'moyach. The kilkul that a person has achieved in the action is in the moyach. V'chematzasi b'seif ezera kodesh. V'al kein iyun halacha, says the Igle Tal, Shehu b'moyach. There's no halacha. You can have a libui chofitz in Torah. You can have a part of Torah that you have a cheshek with. But at the end of the day, the intellect that you need to understand what you're learning is in the moyach. V'kol shekein misha machadish chidushim hari atikun gam kein b'moyach. There's an elevated status of chokhma you can learn, and then you can machadish a chidush. That also comes from the moyach. Ubezaya kadosh, the begalusa betire is sorry, the begalusa basra, the end of the galus is skayim behu vayimorus chayim ba'avido kosher. Zu kusha, famous Chazal, bechayme doza kavuchayme, ubevenim do libun halacha, ubechalavido basade do braisa, eskalavido sama she'odu bevem beforech do teku. That's a chazal. In the Golas Ha'asida, She'avoya b'mehera b'yomenu, Obin eskayim, the v'yamoras chayim, avoyda kosher, in Mitzrayim, that meant, literally, avoyda kosher. Golas Ha'asida, it will mean, kushyos, kavachomez, braces, libun halacha. Avoyda parach means teku. We don't know the answer. We have to wait for the Anovi to come. Difficult. We're mefalfel. I didn't know. We don't. Maisa. We don't know the answer. You can say as much lomdas as you want. The maisa. You don't know the psak halacha. Harei de kamoi says the Igletal. She hatikam b'mitzrayim mipgam hoytzara zera levatola Ki yodua aydei shibud v'avoida gufnes, which we've said that the guf went into galus. Kol kach nasa tikkun. The same extent that Klal Yisrael went through galus v'chayim and then they got to the gula. There can be a tikkun aydei yigia v'in belimit ha-toyra. V'atam kenal mepisha tikkun hu b'moyach. Will be massacred as the Beheta told us, the whole Golos of Chaim, B'Shem Nariza, Pi Kabbalah, was to massacre the Chet of part of the Chet that was already with Olam Harishon. That we don't find this in the Torah, but there's Mamore Chazal about when it came to the Hitzal Azar Vatala already from the Zmanim Olam Harishon. The Tikkun says that of the Igle Tal is achieved B'Soif HaGolos. And the Havon in this, he says, the way you achieve this tikkun is using your mind, using your mayach in all types of inyanei kedusha. Now, lemaisa, this particular shtickle is not so negeya for the audience that we have for this shir. We're not people who are sitting in koyel the whole day. We're not people who are b'machadish kedushim in Torah, keseda, keseda. So we have to obviously respect this Igle Tal, and we have to know that there are people in the world that this Igle Tal is speaking to more specifically, but we have to also know that what our Aveda is. Just because somebody might not be spending his day in full-time learning, Chas Shalom does not mean that this tikkun he can get from his Moyach is Mufka from him. It doesn't mean that it's kind of left to somebody else. It's always the easy option to, I'll leave it to somebody else. We do that very often, unfortunately. But when it comes to these inyanim, it's not to be taken that just because the Igle Tal has told us that tikkun hamayach, the main way of being mesaken the mayach is to limit ha-toyra. And I'm talking about limit ha-toyra of proper iyun, the proper pulpulo shel toyra. Now, of course, don't get me wrong. Of course, anyone who sits and learns, of course, everyone has to use their mayach and everyone, to a certain extent, whatever extent they can, the kishrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, they need to use their moyach to uplift their nefesh. And that is also what the Igle Tal is referring to. But lemaisa, we know that there are other inyonim, which, inyoni kedusha, which are seen in the moyach. We know that the machshava is shebemoichi, we say every day, we say in our Hakdamah, before we put on our tefillin, we say Neshama Shebemoichi Im Sha'akoy Chai V'Choy Choysai, that the place where we can think, and a Yid can think, he can be Mechadish Rayonim, that he could never have thought of before. The ability of the mind is an incredible Eiva in a person. And we get tired when we use that Moyach to think. And the ability to use that moyach for yoni kedusha, to have machshavas which are kodesh, is something, an opportunity which the nefesh is so desperate for, and it's in the bias. As I said before, it's something which is in the moyach. The ability to do this, it's within us, and therefore, that's another way that we can carry out this tremendous opportunity of shoyvivim, that our machshavas can be Kaddosh. This is not an easy thing to do, but surely Hagufa, the fact that the actual zilzul of the Yitzhar Zer Vatala creates a pogam in the Moyach, so that itself, using the Moyach for Machshavas, Kedusha, Torah Machshavas, you know, they say that Gedolim have been asked, what's the Eitzah to have Shmira say nine. It's a very difficult thing to do. As the Golas gets longer and longer, this particular aspect of Kedusha is so easy to Mechshalom. And it's brought down in the Sfarim that there's a very simple Eitzah. The Eitzah is that a person, the Rechaim Elojim speaks about this, a person should have a Masechta, that he's a Boki in this particular Masechta. It doesn't have to be a Masechta, it can even be a pasuk in Chumash, or it can be a Rashi, or it could be a very simple halachas. Person chazes in his mind, person learns it in the morning, or whatever it is, something he learned with his chavrusa. And he thinks about it again and again. He learns Mishnayos Baal Peh. Torah is vast. Torah is very broad. And he thinks those machshavos while he's going through the street. He uses his mayach and yonik dusha. All of a sudden the person experiences something so different. There's a street and there's people walking in the street. And there's people shopping and all sorts of things happen in the street. And those people are out there, just not relevant to him. It's just something happening. It's not really what's relevant to him. Because he's in a different world. He's involved in his Mishnah, in his... whatever it is. There's loads of... Torah is broad. You can think about whatever you want to think about within your Torah. You can think about the Daf HaYomi that you learned today or yesterday. And you think that in your Moyach. You walk through the street with a completely different mindset. That... I know I'm going somewhere, obviously I have a kivun, I'm not walking on the street for the sake of it. I'm going somewhere, I have a plan. I need to go shopping, I need to go to shul, I need to go to my house. But lemaisa, in order to save oneself from the nisyonos on the street, the etzah is to use one's mayach, and we're seeing it from the Eglei Tal, using one's mayach is not just something that grada is a good thing, it's that, on the contrary, we can use this to achieve the Gula Shleimah. Rabbi Yisrael Elia Weintraub writes in his Sefer Besod Yesharim, he says, Harishonim yodu klolois in yonam, v'tiknus slichos miyuchodos b'shvilam. He's talking about Shovivim. Avolei gilu ma'os ha-shovivim. Then tell us what you're supposed to do. Again, he speaks out that by learning the parashas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a person is able to recognize the bias, the ish of Beisai Bo, the altar from Kelm writes, also b'shem la'arizal, lizoya b'yomim kedoshim elu mekas v'kapdonus. Person has midas. Person can get angry easily. Person can lose his temper. He can be makpid on something. He can not be patient. Ulechavim bebruchas hanenim. Incredible statement from the altar from Kelm, Shein Arizal. He puts midas together with bruchas b'mechavona, bruchas hanenim. Incredible thing. A person has midas. A person also has taivas. And these taivas, by making a bracha, they say that one of the reasons why we have to make a bracha is in order to channel our ability to uplift, elevate our guf to a higher status. You know, the Gemara has a havmina in brachas when it comes to the bracha of reyach. You don't make a bracha. Gemara says, "Menayin, you make a bracha on reyach." So I think it's the Shem Mishmul, if I remember correctly. You ask a kasha, you need to be told on reyach, of all things, that you make a bracha. I mean, I already know you have to make a bracha. Why are you looking for new makoros? He says something beautiful. He says that the only one of the senses that Adam HaRishon didn't use when he was chayte was the ability to smell. He used all of his senses, each and every single one of them. But when it comes to reyach, he didn't use. The idea of a bracha, says Hashem Mishmul, is to connect the gashmis to avodas Hashem. A davar gashmi has the ability to be turned into taiva or to be turned into a davar ruchni. When it comes to Reach is bat smusai ruchni. Because Adam HaRishon never was pogim, the ability to smell. So smell remains totally ruchnius. Therefore, the Gemara has a havamina that I don't need to make a bracha before I smell something. Because it is in itself something which is totally and purely ruchnius. Unbelievable thing. And the Chiddush says that even then, at the end of the day, it's a physical Reach has brought into this world as part of Ahanois. So you still have to make a bracha. The Bi'alacha, Simon Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, quotes from the Sefer Achinuch. The bi'alacha is it goes through the sheish mitzvahs tamidi that the chinuch speaks about that a person should do constantly. And number six, he says shloi nosu acha machsheves halev uriya sveinayim. He says something fascinating. He says, don't think that this means what people usually refer to it to mean. It means that also. But he says that it also refers to the following. You do it as Lashon. He says, O bechlau znus, listen to this, bechlau znus, hu mi shu roidev achataivus ha'olam, mebeli shechave vem klau lekavona toiva. Included in znus is somebody who is roidev achataivus ha'olam, without really thinking about what he's trying to achieve with the taiva. Taiva is there, there's a world, and the world is there for a reason, it's there for to service us. But it's got to be channeled in the right way. It's got to be channeled the kavana toiva, and that's nechalim loisosurach erevamchem rachreinechem kolayma shloi yase oisam kdei sheyam oid bari v'yuchal lishtado abavedas bari. He doesn't busy himself with the nyone taiva in order to make himself bari that he can serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rak kavanosay tomed laharvois tanugim gedolim lenafshei. That is nus. That's nechlal naver is a surah in vavchem achrei nechem. Koze lo kakti bil shoynei ha nechmod b'ktsara. Vele kloyim heim leinayim. Va ashe ha makaimon karoy. Va ayin chay odom ka alev sherech gam kei bohem. This is the final one. He's something incredible. This is mistama what that reason meant when Alto and Kam was quoting him. We're learning here that just like a person has midas, and we understand that these midas are so vital, having kavanah brach salel is not stam another mitzvah. It's that you can change the taiva from chas shalom being a possibility of what is considered in the sefer chinuch as nus. And with this bracha, you can say, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize that this food was given me so that I can learn Torah today. So I can done with more kavanah. That's why I'm zeichet this food. When I make that bracha, shakol nieh b'dvarim, I'm recognizing that, and I'm changing this dover gashmi into something which is ruchnius. I'm elevating my bias and my nefesh. And I'd just like to end off to just mention that we mustn't forget that the Messiah and Klal Yisrael in these days to study Hilchos Nida. Hilchos Nida is again ish ubeisoi. The whole idea of Hilchos Nida, taras habayis, is to really appreciate the ish beisoy bo la the Mitzrayim. Beisoy is zu ishtoy, Chazal tell us. And again, this, there's two aspects to the beisoy. There's the kas, the kapdonos, there's the shalom bias, there's the midas that the person can be noyeg in his bias. Chinuch is also something which one does together with his wife, one's mechanech, his children, apidarech ha-tayrah. But then there's the kedushas ha-bias, the Tyrus Habayis, and that's become Mekubin and Klal Yisrael. There's Kleiner Horror, share after share. Go anywhere in the world, you'll find somebody else who gives a share on Hilchos Nida. Because these are, person learns the halachas, and perhaps we could put emphasis on maybe making a chumrah. You know, we know there's halacha, we know there's chumras, and sometimes people say that as long as I keep the halacha, that's good enough. Chumras are not for me, chumras are for other people. Perhaps in these inyonim, that inyonim kedusha, as the Iglital told us, the more we use our moyach to be makavan ourselves new machshavas, new hilhuri kedusha, and we can extend this to the practical side of halacha. The more we are mahader in our kiyum of inyonim kedusha, with that we can be zoicha to this tikkun that we need to be mesaken. And therefore, if any area in halacha, there's perhaps a svara, that there's halacha and there's chumras, and not everyone's on the level of chumras, but perhaps in these inyonim, in particular in Hilchos Nida, if we study the halachas and we're makabel, even one chumra, there's Hilchos Nida is full of chumras. Chumras azarua is just one of them. Maybe people keep it, even people don't. It's an opportunity, maybe there's other chumras, it's an opportunity to elevate our nefesh within our guf, to become better people. And with that, Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zoicha to the Gula Hasida of Meir of Yomeinu. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.